midnight.
Close to midnight?
Or one word you might use, it's midnight. It's
almost midnight?
Right, okay. And if you're trying to walk on an icy sidewalk, you might say, well, I managed to keep my balance somehow, but two or three times there I fell down.
I almost fell down.
Okay. If somebody's waiting on you to go somewhere, he might call to you and say, well, aren't you ready yet? You might respond by saying, well, I'll be with you
in a few minutes.
Or
just a minute.
Okay. If you want to know the distance to someplace, say Fort Walton Beach, you might ask somebody, well, how
far is it to Fort Walton?
Okay. And talking about how many times a person does something, you might ask him, well, how do you go to town each week?
How often do you go to town?
Say if I say something like, well, I don't think I'm going to vote for Carter next time, and you agree with me, you might say, well, am I?
I neither am I.
Okay. All right, a few parts of the body. These are just for pronunciation. This is my...
Fart.
Okay, and this is my...
Head.
Well...
Hair.
Okay, and I might grow a...
beard.
All right, this is my...
Ear.
Which one?
Right here.
And that's my...
Left ear.
All right, this is my...
Mouth.
All right, this is my...
Throat.
Okay, somebody breaks his...
Neck.
The thing that moves up and down.
Esophagus. Adam's apple.
Okay. You ever heard the word goozle used in any
way? Yes, I had once upon a time.
My collar here.
Goozle.
Okay. These are my...
Teeth.
One.
Tooth.
This fleshy part.
Gum.
Okay, well... These are
gums.
My, okay.
Gums.
This is my of my
palm of your hand.
Okay, my these are my two
hands.
I make a
fist.
Got two
fist.
Okay. What about a place where two bones meet? You call that a
joint.
All right. The upper part of a man's body is the
chest.
These are my
shoulders.
All right. This is my left
leg.
That's my left
foot.
I have two
feet.
What about this part right here?
Calf.
If you bump it, it really...
Chin bone.
Okay. This part of your leg right here.
There, thigh.
Okay. What about if I were doing this? You'd say I'm doing what?
Squatting.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say, so-and-so was hunkering down?
That'd be awful.
Have you heard it at all?
I might have.
Can you remember? Squatting?
I don't remember.
Okay. All right. What I was getting at is you ever heard this part of your leg call you hunkers? He was squatting on his hunkers.
I probably have heard. I think I had heard that, but didn't even really know what they were referring to.
Okay, well, say it for me then.
Hunkers.
Alright. After squatting down, you might have heard.
Hunkers. Is squatting down on his hunkers?
Hunkering down?
Oh, hunkering down.
Okay. Alright, this expression, if somebody's been very sick, you might say, well, he's up and around now, but he still looks a little
puny.
Okay. Person who has lived very heavy weights, you say he's very
strong.
And somebody who always has a smile on his face, very easy to get along with, you say he's very
friendly.
Okay. What about a boy who was always bumping into things, knocking things over? Gosh, he's mighty
clumsy.
Excuse me. A person who keeps doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a
foolish.
All right, what about a noun? He's just a plain...
idiot?
Okay. Now, the word fool, would you ever use that?
Yeah, I guess I would.
Do you ever hear people talk about the fact you shouldn't use the word fool because there's something in the Bible against it?
I can't recall.
So, like, he called his brother fool in danger of hellfire.
Yeah, I heard that scripture.
Yeah. But fool is not such a strong term to you?
No. Not that strong.